If you turn to page 763, we'll begin with the opening hymn, My Life Flows On in an Endless Song. Good evening. My name is Jim Bodine, and I'm going to read the end pages of one of the great love poems of the 20th century. And it's from asphodel, that greeny flower. Asphodel is a mythological flower. William Carlos Williams is the poet, American physician, and for me it fits into Elder Village Week. How can I keep from singing? This poem is a love poem to his wife, written in the later days of their marriage, and Williams talks about the light and the imagination. And we see that light and the imagination in the Holden School. And if you haven't seen their yearbook, it's a book of light. And we also see it in the marriage of Otto and Minna, who show us how to follow the light, how to be in the light, and how to carry our imagination. And So these are the last lines of asphodel, that greeny flower. Inseparable from the fire, its light, take precedence over it. Then follows what we have dreaded, but it can never overcome what has gone before. In the huge gap between the flash and the thunderstroke, spring has come in or a deep snow fallen. Call it old age. In that stretch, we have lived to see a colt kick up its heels. Do not hasten, laugh and play in an eternity. The heat will not overtake the light. That's sure. That gels the bomb, permitting that the mind can contain it. This is that interval, the sweetest interval, when love will blossom. Come early, come late, and give itself to the lover. Only the imagination is real. I have declared it. Time without end. If a man die, it is because death has first possessed his imagination. But if he refuse death, no greater evil can befall him, unless it be the death of love meet him in full career. Then indeed for him the light has gone out. But love and imagination are of a piece, swift as the light to avoid destruction. So we come to watch time's flight as we might watch summer lightning or fireflies, secure by grace of the imagination, safe in its care. For if the light itself has escaped, the whole edifice opposed to it goes down. Light, the imagination, and love, in our age, by natural law, which we worship, maintain all of a piece their dominance. So let us love, confident, as is the light in its struggle with darkness, that there is as much to say and more for the one side, and that not the darker. Always the palm goes to the light. Who most shall advance the light, call it what you may, for the light for all time shall outspeed the thundercrack. Medieval pageantry is human, and we enjoy the rumor of it, as in our world we enjoy the reading of Chaucer, likewise a priest's raiment, or that of a savage chieftain. It is all a celebration of the light. All the pomp and ceremony of weddings. Sweet Thames, run softly till I end my song, are of an equal sort. For our wedding too, the light was wakened and shone. The light before us waiting. I thought the world stood still at the altar. So intent was I before my vows, so moved by your presence, a girl so pale and ready to faint. And I think of it now, after a lifetime. It is as if a sweet scented flower were poised and for me did open. Asphodel has no odor save to the imagination, but it too celebrates the light. It is late, but an odor as from our wedding has revived for me and begun again to penetrate into all crevices of my world. And if you turn to page 815 for the hymn, the closing hymn, I want to walk as a child of the light.